英検準一級過去6回全問題集 CD3 2016年度第1回実用英語技能検定準一級一次試験リスニングテスト。このテストではテストの方法と注意事項はすべて英語で指示されますのでよく注意して聞いてください。では始めます。
For the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet,Find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by 1 question. For each question,You will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once. Now let's begin. So, John, do you have any plans for your family vacation?
Well, we usually visit my parents in Florida, but the drive is so tiring we may stay closer to home this year.
How about taking the train instead?
I hadn't thought of that.
My kids really like being free to move around, and they love the sleeping compartments.
You know, that sounds appealing. We'd have to find someone to look after the dog, but it might be worth it. Question: What is the woman's opinion? Number 2.Did I tell you that I started yoga classes recently?
No, I don't think I remember you mentioning it.
Why don't you come too? It's great for your circulation and strength.
But I'm really not flexible at all.
That's the whole point. Yoga improves your flexibility. You don't have to be flexible before you start.
So it's a beginner's class then?
Right from step one.
I'll think about it.I can barely touch my knees, let alone my toes.
Question: What does the woman say?
Number 3.
I have to go to the office today. I need to get this contract to Jack as soon as possible.
But it's Sunday. Can't you give it to him tomorrow?
No, it can't wait.Jack needs it in the morning, and I'll be at the factory all day, so I promised to leave it on his desk.
Well, hurry back. Dinner will be ready in an hour.
I should be back by then. If I'm not, go ahead and start without me.
Question: What does the man have to do today?
Number 4.
May I ask your advice, Professor Boswick?
Of course, Charlie. Is it about the final exam?
No, actually, it's personal. My grades in chemistry have been pretty bad. Maybe it's not the right field for me.
Well, you've been doing very well in my psychology class. Have you thought about a degree in psychology?
Actually, that's why I'm here. What would I need to do?
It might be difficult transferring all your credits to this department, but let's work on it.
Question: What does the student want to do?
Number 5.
Honey, would you help me clean out the garage this afternoon?
Does it have to be today?
Yes, there's just way too much stuff.
But we use most of it. The gardening tools, the sports equipment, the house paint.
Richard, we can barely park the car in there. That really should be the priority.
All right, I see your point.
Good. We may even be able to have a sale to get rid of some of the junk.
Question. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 6.
Good morning. I want to ask about getting a refund for this coffee maker.
Is it broken, ma'am?
No, I received two of them as birthday gifts. My friend said she bought this one here.
I see. Well, we don't give cash refunds, but you can exchange it for another product now, or I can give you credit on a future purchase.
The second option sounds better. I don't have time to shop today.
Okay, let me just fill out the form for you. Question. What does the woman decide to do?
Number 7.
Oliver, did you check this report?
Yes. Renee asked me to take a look at it a few days ago. Why?
It's full of spelling mistakes, and some of the figures are wrong.
That's not possible. I spent hours going over it with her. Didn't she make the changes I suggested?
Obviously not. All I know is that I need the report before my meeting this afternoon.
Well, I think I remember most of the changes. Leave it to me.
Question. What will the man do?
Number 8.
You working again this weekend, Tom?
No, actually, I've got a pottery class tomorrow afternoon.
Pottery? When did you take that up?
Nearly 2 years ago. I go whenever I have Saturday off, which, as you know, isn't often.
My husband loves stuff like that. Perhaps we should have a go too.
Bring him along. Once you get interested, you can't stop. I've even got my own wheel at home.
Sounds like you're a pro. I'd love to see your work sometime.
Question. What does Tom say about doing pottery?
Number 9. Are you going to grow some vegetables in the garden again this year, honey? The beans you grew last year were great.
I enjoy doing it, but I won't have so much time this year.
You know, I read about a nearby community farm where all the members can help out whenever they have the time. How about that?
Sounds great. Is there a membership fee?
There's a small monthly fee, but each week you get a box of fresh vegetables grown at the farm. Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 10.
Jeff, what's wrong with the cat?
I don't know. She's been limping since this morning, but I can't see any injuries.
Was she outside last night?
No, she's been indoors since yesterday.
Should we take her to the veterinarian?
Let's just keep an eye on her until tomorrow. Sometimes these things get better on their own.
Okay, but if she doesn't improve, I want to get her checked out.
Question. What has the couple decided to do?
Number 11.
Sweetie, I'm heading over to the fitness center. You want to come?
Not today. Mike's coming over to watch the basketball game on Channel 4 in a few minutes.
Again? Don't you think you should actually play a bit more yourself?
Yeah, but the Greenfield Breakers are doing really well this year. They might never be this good again.
Well, the fitness center has just put in a fantastic new basketball court. You should try it.
I will. In fact, I'm going over there with a few of the guys next weekend.
Question. What is the man going to do next?
Number 12.
Good afternoon, ma'am. How can I help you?
Hi. I need this package delivered overnight to London. Is that possible?
Yes, but it may not get there by morning. We can only guarantee it'll arrive before 5 p.m.
That's fine. I just need it there by tomorrow evening.
How do you want to pay?
Cash. Oh, hang on. I left my wallet at home. Can I just leave the package here while I go get it? I live nearby.
Of course, but be quick. We close in 20 minutes.
Question. What is the woman's problem? Here are the directions for part 2. In this part, you will hear 6 passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by 2 questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now let's begin.
Derinkuyu. In Turkey's Cappadocia region, there is an ancient underground city called Derinkuyu. Extending 60 meters below the ground, the man-made caves may have sheltered up to 20,000 people and kept their livestock and food supplies safe. Researchers are unsure of its exact age, but they believe it was used only in times of emergency. It is thought that local people hid below ground temporarily when threatened by gangs of thieves or by enemy attacks from neighboring areas. Today, the area above Derinkuyu is well populated. However, the ancient underground city was not on any maps and had been forgotten. People in the area only became aware of the caves beneath them in 1963, when a local man found a mysterious room behind a wall while repairing his house. In the room, there was a passage that led to the tunnel network below, and archaeologists were called in. The caves have since become a tourist attraction.
Questions. Number 13. What is one thing researchers believe about Derinkuyu? Number 14. How was Derinkuyu discovered in 1963?
B. Humor in the classroom. Many teachers believe that humor is an effective teaching tool. A study by researcher John Banas of the University of Oklahoma has provided support for this idea. Banas found that laughter brings people together, so humor can be used to make people feel more united. He also believes it can be helpful in classes that students are anxious about, either because they have done badly in those subjects or because the content is difficult to understand. Education experts often list a sense of humour as one of the top qualities of a good teacher. So, why don't more teachers use humour in their classrooms? Some teachers believe classrooms should have a serious atmosphere, and that relaxing that rule could encourage students to misbehave. Of course, like other teaching tools, humour must be handled carefully. It shouldn't be overused, nor should it ever be used to hurt anyone.
Questions. Number 15. When does John Banas believe humour can be helpful? Number 16. What is one reason some teachers avoid using humor? C. Mount Rushmore National Monument. In the U.S., there is a mountainside where the faces of 4 famous American presidents have been carved. This sculpture is called Mount Rushmore National Monument. The original plan was to carve the giant figures from head to waist. When funds ran out in 1941, though, work on the project was halted with only the faces completed. Nonetheless, this sculpture quickly became a major tourist attraction. For some, the Mount Rushmore Monument is controversial. The mountain once belonged to Native Americans, and they say the land it is on was taken from them illegally. In addition, some of the presidents carved into the mountain fought wars against Native Americans. So they feel that putting those presidents' faces on the mountain was offensive. Native Americans want to explain their side of the story. So they are now working with monument officials to teach visitors about their history and culture.
Questions. Number 17. What is one thing we learn about Mount Rushmore National Monument? Number 18. What do Native Americans believe about Mount Rushmore National Monument?
D. The Airlander. A British company is testing a new aircraft called the Airlander. This machine is a large airship that has four engines, allowing it to fly at up to 160 kilometers per hour. Like a helicopter, it takes off vertically, so it does not require runways. However, it can transport much greater loads than a helicopter can. The Airlander was originally designed in cooperation with the U.S. military to spy on enemy armies or terrorists. But budget cuts caused the program's cancellation, so the British company began looking for other ways to use the technology. Since the airship can fly for many days at a time without needing to land, it could be used to deliver aid to remote areas in times of disaster. The designers say the Airlander could easily carry an emergency room and a medical team to places where aid is urgently needed.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing we learn about the Airlander? Number 20. What was the Airlander originally designed to do? E. Chautauquas. In the early 20th century, people in small U.S. towns and villages were often isolated and had little access to education, urban culture, and other cultural events. In those days, however, traveling exhibitions called Chautauquas visited rural areas, bringing everything from educational lectures and religious talks to concerts and theatrical performances. Large tents were set up, and local people would gather to experience activities that were normally only available to people in cities. The ticket prices were so cheap that almost anyone could attend. So Chautauquas were extremely popular. During the peak of the Chautauquas' popularity in the 1920s, about 45 million people from more than 10,000 communities attended them. In the 1930s, however, improving technology led to the rising popularity of radio and film, and wider car ownership allowed more rural people to attend cultural events in cities. As a result, attendance at Chautauquas quickly declined, and by the 1940s, they had mostly died out.
Questions. Number 21. What is one thing Chautauquas did? Number 22. What happened to Chautauquas in the 1930s?
F. The threat to British kittiwakes. Scientists are worried about the survival of a British seabird called a kittiwake. Although the birds are not being directly threatened by activities such as hunting, the scientists have found that they are laying fewer eggs. The reason appears to be that one of their main food sources, a fish known as the sand eel, has been declining in number. When food is in short supply, kittiwakes slow down their egg laying because taking care of young birds requires so much energy. At first, the decline in the sand eel population was blamed solely on global warming. But a recent study by a research organization has discovered that overfishing has contributed significantly to the problem. Huge numbers of sand eels are caught yearly to be used as animal feed and fertilizer. The researchers found that there is a direct link between the size of the sand eel catch and the number of kittiwakes being born.
Questions. Number 23. Why are scientists worried about kittiwakes? Number 24. What did the research organization find?
Finally, here are the directions for part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, G through K. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 25 through number 29. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now let's begin. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Welcome to X-Pro Online Bank's customer hotline. If you're calling about an issue with a corporate account, press 1 for further instructions. If you believe there has been unauthorized activity in any of your personal accounts, press 2. If your ATM card has been lost or stolen, press 3 and our staff will cancel it immediately. If you're contacting us regarding credit card terms and conditions, press 4. If you have a banking issue not related to any of the above, please wait to be connected to a customer service representative.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
We've got several good deals. The Dasher Elite is a light 18-speed machine, great for climbing, and perfect if you're planning long-distance rides of 30 kilometers plus. It costs $800. Next, the Podium 3 has a strong frame that's great for off-road and mountain biking. It's usually $850, but we're clearing room for new stock, so it's now $750. The Soho Deluxe is our best commuter bike. With lights and a rack for your bag, it's a bargain at $750. Finally, the Redford Tourer, on sale for $850, is designed to carry tents and other outdoor gear for comfortable multi-day rides.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a lifeboat drill to prepare for safe evacuation in case of an emergency. Please meet at your designated station according to the location of your accommodation. Passengers in the family cabins on the lower deck should proceed to the front of that deck, and those in standard rooms on the lower deck should gather at the back of the lower deck. Passengers on the main deck should climb the stairs then go to the front of the upper deck. Passengers staying in suites on the upper deck, please head to the back of the upper deck. Thank you for your cooperation.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
It's great that you're looking to maximize your workouts. Keep in mind we have fantastic personal trainers who can work with you one-on-one whenever you want. If you prefer group lessons, we offer several one-hour classes at 6 every weeknight. On Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, we have shallow water running workouts in the pool and kickboxing fitness sessions. Step aerobics workouts run at the same time on the other weekday evenings. Oh, and we also have a 90-minute Latin dance class every weekday evening starting at 7:30. Hopefully one of these will suit your needs.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
This is Ivan. It's 6 p.m. Sorry for contacting you on the weekend, but I need your signature on a contract as soon as possible. I want to check something with you before you sign, so it's best to meet in person. I can drop by your house tonight anytime before 7:30. I could also come by tomorrow before lunch if that works. If these options don't work, I'll need you to come into the office by 7 a.m. on Monday so we can get it to the client before 9 a.m. Sorry and thanks.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet. Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.